that the raya that we said, the Mivash, I was led to it by Rav Nachman. You can see there, he also says that it's, you need the Migul, but the Rashbam, the Mivash is raya because it wouldn't be called a chaspa. He says, Kimat, it's Os Kuf Nun Vav. In the Rav Nachman, you can take a look on your own. It's not so hard to read. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about both Parshas HaShavua and Parshas HaChodesh and Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Okay. So the Parsha of Tazria, because it's Shana Muberes, it coincides with Parshas HaChodesh. There's some very interesting parallels between the Parsha of the beginning, and also later in the Parsha with Saras, and HaChodesh, and all Chodesh Nisan specifically. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that the Nisan Nigalu, the Nisan Asidin Ligoyal. Nisan is ripe for Geula. The Nisan Nigalu is Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that sets the precedent for the concept of Geula being rooted in Chodesh Nisan. Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim. The image used in the Midrashim and Chazal is like an Uber is born. L'kachas l'goy mikerev goy. In Mitzrayim, we were like in the womb. We came out as a nation. That's a birth. That's Geula, a symbol of a birth. More often Chazal, it's a symbol dafka of a zachar. Really, every birth is a symbol of growth and Geula. But there's specifically an Inyan. You see in the beginning of the parasha, Isha Kisas Via, V'yalda Zachar. This is Geula. And many psukim in Chazal, in Tanakh, the Chazal use as a remez of Geula, and also the image of birth. So the sugyas of Mashiach are very much part of a few datim in Chelek, in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadiches, Tzadites. There is a pasuk that the Gemara quotes from the Navi Micha, Micha Hey. This is on Tzadiches Amid Beis. Ein ben David ba, ashe tispashet hamalchus al Yisrael tisha chadashim. Mashiach will come when there will be the malchus that rules over Klal Yisrael will rule for 9 months. Shenemar, and he quotes this pasuk in Micha Hey. Rashi on the pasuk quotes this medrash, this chazal, this gemara. Rabbi Seinu Amru, ein bein David bat shetis tifshot hamalchus harisha tes chadashim al kol haolam kulo. So tes chadashim is the time of birth, and of course that's where the notion of chevel Mashiach comes from. Chevel Mashiach is the idea that just like before the baby is born, there's birth pangs, and it's hard, and it's, those who've had such experiences can relate. The idea that, you know, it's not easy, and yet it all brings to the point of a geula. There's a lot of other connections in the parsha of Tazria to the Indian of geula. There's a halacha and tzaras, strange halacha, Kul hafach lavan tohar hu. That if it spreads on the entire body, but tzaras or basar, if it gets to the point that it spreads completely, then the person is not tameh. That's a siman tahara. So the Gemara uses that as a mashal. The Gemara again, those same sugyas in Sanhedrin. This is on Daf Tzadi Zayin. Says that Mashiach is going to come when the entire ad sheti hafech kol hamalchus l'minus. There'll be heresy everywhere. The entire ruler, the whole governmental structure will be embedded with minus. And the Gemara says, what's the remez to this? Amar Rava, Maikra, ku hafach lavan torhu. The pasuk here. Rashi explains, ku hafach lavan torhu kishe pashat hanega v'chol ha'or. There's another Gemara that says the Mashiach will come in a dor shekul zakai or a dor shekul chayiv. Things are bad, and there are simanim that are that pretend things which are troubling, that's a sign of Geula. Another Gemara, it's also very, very much should be in our bones right now. The Gemara says here that the Mashiach is going to come in the year of Motzai Shavuos. Lashna Gemara. Shavuos, here it is. It's in Daf Tzadi Zayin. B'shishis kolos, b'shvias milchamos, b'motzai shvias ben David ba. Rashi explains. Kolos, right, that means the harbinger of wars. Then shvias is war. And then motzai shvias ben David ba. Again, hard to avoid, you know, thinking about our world today. So we talk about Chevli Mashiach. So the Gemara has the following Amorayim. Different Amorayim have different observations about the Tkuf of Chevli Mashiach and how we should relate to it. So the Gemara there in back of Tzadi Ches on the days. Here's why I have Rabbi and Rav Yosef on two sides of the issue. So different Amorayim, but first we have Amar Ula. It says, Yesei v'lo echmine. Let him come, but I don't want to see him. Why? Because of Chevli Mashiach. He didn't want to experience it, have to see it. This is what Ula said. Amar Rabba, Yesei v'lo achmine. Same thing. Rav Yosef Amar, Yesei v'eski de'esir betula de'kufisa de'chamre. What does that mean? Interesting expression. Rashi explains as follows. What did Rav Yosef say? Yesei, let him come. I want to see him. Now, you know, Rav Yosef, we know, was blind. It was Sagi Nahar. It's quite interesting. He said, let him come, and I want to see, but I'm willing even to take the following. The eske, I should be zoche, the esiv, I should dwell betula, in the shade, de kufisa de chamre. Chamre means his donkey. Kufisa is his excrement. Rashi, Yesi Mashiach velo achmini. That's the earlier one. Betzula de kufisa de chamore. Betzel harei shel chamoro. Let him come, and I should get shade in the excrement of his donkey, Mashiach's donkey. Kilomer afilu bekachan. He wrote, even that uvad sheir enu. As long as I see him. Kapela de gemara. What kind of expression is that? Gemara goes on. Amar Abaye l'Rabba, my time. Why do you think that you don't want to see him? Ilema mishmachevu shel Mashiach. Ask Abaye to Rabba. Is that what you're worried about? Ba'asanya shalu tamida v'srabbe Lazar. Ma yasa adam v'inat shemachevu shel Mashiach. What should a person do to be spared this? Yasek b'torah gemilas chasadim. To be osek in two things: Torah and gemilas chasadim. Umar, you Rabba haTorah gemilas chasadim. You have both. And I'm worried anyway. Meanwhile, what's going on here? What's Rav Rabba? What's Rav Yosef? What's Rav Yosef saying? He let him come, and I should even be able to be in the shade of his donkey's excrement. What does it mean? So there's a Maral in Netzach Yisrael, one of the Sfarim of the Maral is, of course, about Golas and Geula. So Netzach Yisrael, which is about Inyanim of Geula, Perek. Nun, a perek lamid vav, chevli Mashiach ugogu magom. That's the section. Perek lamid vav. So he discusses this in Yesi v'lo achminei chevli Mashiach, and he has a pshat in what Rav Yosef is saying. Same of Yosef of Shtar Zayfa, right? Shtar Zayfa of Yosef. Uperek chelik amar ula Yesi v'lo achminei v'chein amar Rabba Yesi v'lo achminei. Of Yosef Amar Yesei, the Eske the Ese Betua de Kufisa de Chamare. And he brings the rest of the Gemara, Amar Abaye l'Rabba, what are you worried about? You have Torah Gemilas Chasadim, and so on. Perish Das of Yosef, Sha Amar Yesei the Achmine, the Eshe Betzel Yitzias HaChamar Shalom. What does it mean? Not literal. The world is Gashmi. This is typical Maral. The world is Gashmi, for the most part. The Olam of Mashiach is a new world order. That's Nivdal Yosef. It's less Gashmi. It's more spiritual. So V'amar says of Yosef, She'im lo efsheli lios im ha-Mashiach, v'lios imo b'mayla ha-gdola shelo. Even if I won't be able to be with the level of Mashiach on the level that it is, of the ruchnius level of Mashiach, on that level to be in the shade of the ruchnius of Mashiach. She'az b'vada yikna ha-adam mal elokis. If a person is connecting to the ruchnius of Mashiach, then they're on that ruchnius level too. Says of Yosef, El afim lo eske lezeh, rak she'eya b'tachris harichuk. Even if I'll be far, far away from that ruchnius aspect of Mashiach, I won't be part of that ruchnius experience of Mashiach. Rak ishtatef b'eshe b'madrega b'chusa. But I'll be having a shaychis to a very low level. And of course, chamor is the same osios as chomer. Chomer is the symbol of physicality, the opposite of ruchnius. That's the union of ani rochev al chamor. Chamor is, he's above the ruchnius, Mashiach. But if I'm in the shade of the tsoa of the chamor, ishtati v'eshe b'madriga b'chusa v'nikreze yitzias ha-chamor shelo, kolomar b'inyan ha-chomri shelo, the lowest of the low aspect of this ruchnius world, I'll have a sheiches to that. V'lo ikr ha-chamor, not even the ikr of the chamor, but in the davar most shafal of the chamor, the rei of the chamor. V'lo ikr ha-chamor, rakim ha-yotzei min ha-chamor shelo. So it's Chomer to begin with, and then it's Chomer of Chomer. And that will be my Sheiches. Within the world of Mashiach, I'll be Mishtati with that. Wrote Salomar, Hanitche min ha-chamor, v'hu ha-madrega min ha-chomer, v'hu ha-madrega ha-shvilo b'yosef, Mishtati b'zeh dayli. That's enough. Shegam b'zeh yikna adam male elyona. Because even that, even the Chumri of the Chumri of Mashiach is enough to make a person feel elevated. B'meshu b'dor im ha-Mashiach. That's of Yosef's perspective. The yikne malokis. Shere ha'olam hazeh ha'mayla ha'gdola shelo eino shavet l'mayla ha'pchusa shu betachas ha'pchisa shel Mashiach. Our world, even the most ruchnis aspect of our world, doesn't come to the most physical, gashmis aspect of the world of Mashiach. And that's why eske ve'eshe be'kufisa decham. You can see more things here. It goes on with the rest of the Gemara, Torah, Gemilas Chasadim. I think this is an incredible insight. It's hard to get away from the fact that there is so much going on, as you know, in the world around us that we don't understand, and you know, it's very mystifying and it's disconcerting. But it, at least it can bring some sense of hope, especially when you enter a Nisan, and we acknowledge this idea, and part of the whole union of the Seder is to reaffirm that connection. Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim, and thinking not just about Yetzias Mitzrayim in the past, but how it's connecting to the future. And we find ourselves clearly at the cusp. We have that Gemara, the Shvius, Motzai Shvius. We have wars going on in Shvius. And we know where it's heading, and all the implications. And you wonder, which side do we want to be on? Do we be on Ula and Rabbah? Do we be with Rabbi Yosef? And it's easy to understand why Moraim said, Yesev Alach Minei. But maybe our Siddur Paskin is like Rav Yosef. We say, B'sechzena einenu, B'shim b'chalit siyam rachamim. So we ask our HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day in Shemoneh Esrei, that we want to see it. We want to be able to be part of it. We're not holding. It's okay. We try to be better. We try to do Torah, Gemilas Chasadim. We hope it will be Yigam Machet. But we have Rav Yosef to rely on. And this idea of the morale, that even if a person is shaykh to not the most spiritual of the aspects of Mashiach, be a part of the ruchnius. You feel connection. It's a lesson for life also. Even if a person feels that they're not totally taking in the full extent of a credible idea of ruchnius, whether it's Torah, whether it's the visuals that you feel represent ruchnius, but there's already something that rubs off, even if it's a very low aspect of that ruchni entity. But there's something that rubs off, and that's something that you can wish for and feel an aspiration for. That's Rav Yosef's point. Even that is something to hope for. And Mit Hashem, maybe we should hope that much of the Chavui Mashiach, which many have said already, have happened. We've seen over all the many tzaras that have had to Kal Yisrael going back to the 80 years ago. And since then, So whatever still has to come will come, but Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha, all of us, to have that.